Blog Talk Radio.
On deck, 5 FC Black Moon on deck, was good, chillin'.
Check this out, man, Richie Rich in the house, West Coast. Shout out to Dipo Radio.
My name is Fat Sean, for those who don't know, I want to shout out Dipo Radio.
I'm known as the legendary Cocaine.
This is Down by Law, X-Clan, get up with the mainstream outlaw. Brother Jay, big up to all the clan and the powers, and big up to Dipo Radio.
Shout out to Dipo Radio, the kid, Young Mouth, Dragon Gang, bang, bang.
Yeah. Big Hutch, a.k.a. Cool 187. Dipo Radio, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, yo, what's up, yo? This is Tyra Smith. I'm cool with my man Dyer. Holding it down, Dipo Radio.
Yo, what's rocking?
Dipo Radio.
Up with raindrops, turn your whole block into Bangkok. Your girl's a female whore, how she Bangkok. Stop your whole team like gridlock, transforming these niggas dinosaur. I'm Grimlock, I'm rising to the top. You niggas just a pit stop. Run up in the grid with the hammer and get your pit popped. You can catch me on the stage with the boom bap. Hit you with the gat, little nigga. How you love that? Fucking with Hit Squad. I doubt that. Navigate your system, motherfucker.
Yo,
I doubt that.
I'm the baddest motherfucker in existence. I'ma fuck a lot of people up putting me in this position. Hands all on my dizzy, your bitch is chilling right with it. Knowing this on my level, let's have her over, you midget. Now I don't bust chaps or traps, but I bust raps. That should be enough, so if it ain't, then fuck rap. How you gon' teach me something you suck at? You fucks getting cut like the guts of a Dutch rap. I reign supreme, that's why I know that I'ma make the team. Hey, I'ma bring it to your plate like I'm catering. Step up and get punched and pissed on. That's the shit that happens when you fuck with the Hit Squad.
My brain's in it for the riches, it moves for the money. My time's fed, you ready? Listen to skill dummy. I'm from the streets where beef is getting real bloody. Talk slick, you can catch a bullet in your fresh gully. It's funny how the industry raps now. You fucking whack clowns need to listen, cause we bringing it back now. Call me McFly, back to the future in my DeLorean. My team is more than a bit of venom and street torching them.
The beats calling them.
Now my mind's in the booth. I produce fire like a beast, blind with the truth. For federal district. I'm a misfit for this shit, spitting so instant that my flow travels distant.
Aim and force that I aim and scorch a nigga. You're ready, your homie, like I was aborting niggas. I'm fresh off the block, bitch. I handle the rocks like Jigga, the real crook. Yeah, I got more prize than Richard. It's not a game, nigga. Slinging wherever you live. The cops in Suffolk County,
I'm known as a fugitive.
Wanted dead or alive, look me in my eyes to see a G. This is where live, picture my ride, yeah, that's all I see. Tunnel vision, my missing to be the best. Got me clipping the competition, leaving the bloody mess. I'm the best, if you feel different then get it off your chest. Can't do that, no battle rap, we're back in where you rest, motherfucker.
I'm Chinese, non-Siamese, live wire with the fire speech. Mine out of reach, slide of trees like a bonfire. Grind, I increase network when I stretch work. Don, I am he, got the squeeze on you liars. Try and breathe, nigga, please, I can breeze on you writers. Die in peace, high and leash, what they need and desire. I'm a beast for the streets, this is free, I recite it and I feast. Slick crack since Matchbox, been rapping like a Sasquatch. Burning your tracks, watch. You acting like your ass, I laugh, stop, sleep not last night. I speak, they gas shot, keep that gas pop.
Don't force me to harm your fam and all that stuff got told. Get your ass buried under the sand.
Come on,
understand, I ain't one of them birds. See, I speak my mind, you never catch me mumbling words. Faggot niggas get them off to the curb. Fuck stomping you out, I put your navigator chalk in reverse. How your mom's gon' feel when you stuck in the hearse? Closed casket, only thing they need is bones and dirt. It's NY, Mr. Brownsville is back. The truth is I own this hood from front to back. I'm on my grind, like skateboards and rollerblades. I can show you how to spit out razors and hold a blade. Put a hole in the back of your Benz. Put a hole in the front of the speaker in the back of your Benz. Put a hole in the back seat. That'll put a hole in the back of the man in the back seat. That'll exit out the front of the man in the back seat. Put a hole in the back of the man in the front seat. That'll exit out the front of the man in the front seat. Put a hole in the steering wheel to the Humvee. The drama stuck, consider yourself a dead man. Cause the 38 turned you rags to headbands. Listen, I can show you how to bang. Toss your daughter off the building like that bitch had wings. Never.
Due to the fact they whacking their track, happy
they go back and stack cause they lack the ingredients. EPMD is scrap for that. Yo, I'm the hip hopper plus the soul shocker. Now it's indeed, yes, the microphone doctor. One wreck, the other destroys. And if you think you're ready to mess,
kill the noise.
We don't play when the time is late. I get a cut from my homie, yo, they're not late. Back and Mac and all the rhymes I pack. And wait for a sucker to jump and then attack.
Well, I'm known to be the master in the MC field. No respect in 87, 88, you kneel. Stop producing, get loose when it's time to perform. Whack a sucker like mop and blow.
That's where it's born.
Back a second time, put on a different assignment. To do a sucker new jack, who needs to rap in alignment? Cause I'm the cream of the crop when it's time to do a show. Girlies on my jock for my dope intro. As I glance at the double, K microphone. Wrecker. Turn on my callers, say a mic checker to the ladies and all party goers. Some call me P, another slow flower. Brothers on my jock for the way I hold a piece of steel. So what you saying?
The box and seats and jumping out shoes and socks. I'm not playing. Understand what I'm saying? Catch a sucker in my way and I'm swaying. Taking no shorts, showing vital signs. You can tell by my lines that I'm getting mines in 99. Because I'm fine as wine. Sit back and recline, watch the sunshine. Take a stroll, listen to rock and roll. Catch a flick at the movies, dance a bowl. Cause I choose to refuse this black. While I'm back, I take a chance, Jack. So I must attack with knick-knack, patty-whack. So I won't lack on my style is death. And then deadly as crack.
While I'm playing, music's playing. The sucker is laying. A battle in the trenches where the funky be playing. Cause with a partner like a double, don't come a dime a dozen. I can't the bloody latest, but you can call us cousins. Cause as we climb the charts, better known as statistics. Brothers on our jock while we kickin' ballistics. Droppin' hits like I'm house and you got to chill and more. The proof is in the pudding.
So check the billboards.
People around town talking this and that. How we sound like the R and our music is whack. Drop the album Strictly Business and you thought we were fold. 30 days later, the LP went gold. So what you saying?
No, knock, he's dazzled, yeah. Oh, it's the E-R-I-C-K. Yes, the boy in wonder. No fouls, no boots, no boots, and no blunders. So hot that you can say I'm blazing. Unless the verity says, yo, I am so amazing. And I've been waiting for a sucker to attack. Yo, me, the E-double. And me and PMD like the funky press cup.
I fight fire with fire. That's why I mostly tired. When we needed the pitch, boy, you was high. You was mesmerized. For the style that we was bringing in the all-out battle. Comes out swinging, cause I'm just the type of brother that's out to get mines. And if the odds are against me, I still drop lines to get mines on time. That's why I most resign. Sit in my lazy boy chair, relax my head and recline. Sip a Pepsi or Coke with a twist of lime or crack a 40-o. And then I go for mine. So what you saying?
Radio in the house. I'm your host, Daya Lansky. That was So What You Saying, and we're actually celebrating yesterday, actually, but, you know, we live today, so I'm going to celebrate it today. 25 years of Unfinished Business, the EPMD album. And as hard as that seems to imagine, because you still hear tracks, and it's like, man, that, you know, I bumped that today. 25 years ago, PMD was dropping hits. Eric Sermon was dropping hits like that are still, you know, just absolute classics. But I want to welcome everybody to the, you know what I'm saying, Independent Artist Showcase here on Die4 Radio, presented by Die4 Productions and the Hype Magazine. And this is going to be great part. We started last week with the great artist, CR Breadwinner, who's actually going to be back on the show today. You know, to definitely, get some, you know, not advice, like people need advice and this and that. But see, the thing about, again, what I like about this is a lot of people I'm going to have on the show as the celebrities, if you will, you know, come from an era where independent artistry wasn't like it is today as far as the access and everything, but you still need tips. You still need anything because, again, back then they're doing it. Not only was it hard to make a beat, it was hard to record it, get it mastered, get in the studio. I mean, everything. They were pioneers of this shit. So I definitely feel that they have some great things to offer to independent artists, and it gives some light to a lot of these independent artists, which this game is right now. A lot of this art is independent. You know, even people with money are independently pushing their shit. Even people that you know, from all forms, if you will, you know, are definitely pushing in an independent level. And it being in the digital era that it is, it definitely is, you know, definitely a good thing. But let me tell you, too, this is the way that it should be, though, because I believe people bringing, you know, good music together and like minds together, you know, is definitely gonna, you know, end up in nothing but success. And, you know, I'm good on constructive criticism. Someone tells me, hey, you know, you should do this. I'm good with that, you know. And by any means, this isn't a American Idol, a judge, tell somebody that their music's not good, this and that. Nothing like that. You know what I'm saying? And on that note, we're really gonna try to portray the independent artists here on Dotful Radio and really get out there what people need to hear and people need to say, and I just think it's just a beautiful thing. Big shout out to the Hype Magazine. Big shout out to Todd Davis. You know what I'm saying? Big shout out to my dude Mad 4. He's still pulling through, y'all. He's gonna be good. He's just got a little while in, you know what I'm saying, in the hospital, but we're pulling for him. And speaking of independent artists, I'm gonna go to this new track, Jay Sos featuring Prada, Dotful Zone, Levitate. We're coming back with PMD, y'all. Come on, Dotful Radio.
Let's listen to an important public service message about the...
I'm trying to displace my soul and mind, devoting time to these unsober rhymes. I'ma need at least 6 drinks to think straight. I'ma need at least 6 drinks, okay?
Hey yo, I blossom like a flower after afternoon showers when the sun shines. Swallowing solar rays, burn time. I'm in a funk, smoking skunk all day. I'm in a place where the body and the mind part ways. 40 days in my vessel, let it rain. The 40 on my waist do something special when I press it to your brain. Blade swinging with a furious rage. Leonardo, cowabunga swag, put a tag on your John Doe's. Got the white girl, got the juice up in the Bronco. Dropping too long time, around the clock, Murado. Got the 4-5 clip on my west side shit. Screaming west side bitch with my die fam click, come on. I'm trying to displace my soul and mind, devoting time to these unsober rhymes. Blow a couple ounces a day to out the pain. I'ma need at least 6 blunts to elevate.
Default vision is not necessary. You can see that we are legendary with eyes closed. I see a path to a higher road. I feel a presence upon me even when I'm alone. See the progression that I have shown. I make it known that over the hills there is a lake of gold. How you expect to make it through without paying a toll? I'm laying low trying to stay afloat. Now that don't make sense. Whatever, get them in rotation. I'm staying right here until the whole place bent. Try to assimilate this, leave them faceless. Let me levitate like a spaceship, goodness gracious. I'm trying to displace my soul and mind, devoting time to these unsober rhymes. I'ma need at least 6 drinks to think straight. I'ma need at least 6 blunts to elevate. I'm trying to displace my soul and mind, devoting time to these unsober rhymes. I'ma need at least 6 drinks to think straight. I'ma need at least 6 blunts to elevate.
Arranged and recorded this musical sequence to present a complete panorama of sound as used in a large Pops recording.
Wait a minute,
now if you want
to fuck to what I got to say, man. What up, fans?
The solution is here.
I started out wearing hoodies in the knapsack. Now I sell them so you know I get my cash back. All leather like a brand new hatchback. Silver bullet BMW, they're yelling past that. How did you pass that?
What?
Test when the rest of the labels fell faster than the bad day at NASDAQ. Go and ask that. Man, he's standing right there. 100 grand in his hand, telling the fans, yeah. He's courteous, never nervous, superbious. Quick, but he is suburbious. I got them all from the killers to the nerdiest. Clean mouth. South with the dirtiest, all connect through the globe. So when I do shows overseas with my peeps, I can show you. Plus we set up with every call, me and Knife set in every mall. You wasting time, dog.
What?
Stop wasting time, man. This is the solution for your problem, and your problem is you. When I first came in the game, they said I couldn't do it, so I just brand pooled it, meaning I brand newed it. Y'all pursued it, and still pursuing it. I did it, y'all, and still doing it. Still drooling it, yeah. Getting better like a cashmere sweater, or it's last year's cheddar. Duck down the header, anybody trying to rap to hip-hop, cause it was a rap when I met her. You said hi, she said bye, you said why. Said I met BDI, he's that guy, crowned it with his head in the sky. Anytime he looks around again, it's lead in your eye. Think it's a joke, tell them fofos arrive. This ain't a game, nah, this ain't poker's eyes. Oversized, you ain't even game affiliated. You're a world star, man, you really made it. Buckshot created, flows like the hurricane season. Night and buckshot smile for no reason. You ain't some time, dawg. Time, yo, you're nice. Don't let me back. Me fighting. I shut down the street, barricade block. Like, what up, fella? When you on the rock and roll in my pocket, aka an odd old school term, mix like condition. I'm not. I am similar to Brown Glock. Angelina Jolie shot a shoot around block for the bread. If you see a dot on your head, that don't mean you Hindu. Nope, that mean it went through. First thing on my mind is get mine. Break rules with the hammer on my waistline. Waste time, but screw you. Nah, I bring the drill, so I forklift money every day when I eat a meal. Remember them skills up in Brownsville that you got nice with, got broke and broke nice with you. I remember that like my first arrest. Dice bringing the chorus, give the first arrest. Listen, you know what I mean? I feel sorry for your albums, man. Don't play with me, I'm far from my game. I got the label, lock bars in the chain. You might see me, but I'm far from your lane. I'm the bully with the shot, y'all just the same. Don't play with me, I'm far from my game. I got the label, lock bars in the chain. You might see me, but I'm far from your lane. I'm the bully with the shot, y'all just the same. Off shot, knife one on scene. If you wanna get in the game, first thing you gotta do is remember the name, the solution.
The solution right there, Ninth Wonder Buckshot. And I gotta say, Duck Down Records, Bootcamp Click, the whole thing is like the essence of independent artists. And we're definitely gonna be looking forward to them being on the show and definitely giving some of their thoughts and their feedback on the independent game. But without any further ado, I got the legendary, the man himself, PMD in the house. What's up with you, big homie?
Okay, everything is good. How you, Dialect?
Oh, you already know I'm good, man. First off, I got to give a congratulations to the 25th anniversary of Unfinished Business. And, again, talking to people yesterday, it was actually yesterday, but, you know, we live today, so we got to, you know, pay homage. It just doesn't seem like 25 years, and even listening to it, just amazing. I mean, and so honestly, to go into something, you know, an album like that 25 years later, how does it feel?
Yo, it feels good. It sounds, you know, just feels like a classic, timeless album, which makes you look at the album a lot closer. And then when you hear the people say 25 years, then it just becomes that much more of a reality, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. But I guess listening to it too, though, to me, it doesn't sound 25 years old. I guess too, and this goes into the independent art. I mean, it wasn't that easy to do music back then. Am I correct?
Yeah, that's correct. You know, but again, for the love of hip hop, you know, back there, you know, EPMD was the last group to come in. So it's like wanting to get drafted, you know, or wanting to play on that dope team. So we was on the outside looking at Run DMC, Big Daddy Kane, Slick Rick, Dougie Fresh, MC Light, Audio 2, Rakim, you know, the list goes on of all the dope greats that was getting busy. So in our perception of listening to K-Day in L.A. or listening to Red Alert or 98.7 or listening to Mr. Magic, you knew your music had to be up to par to get that world premiere. So that's the effort that Eric and I went in the studio to be like, yo, man, if we get one shot to do it, we're going to do it like this.
And you know, that kind of...
Yo, go ahead, Dyer.
No. I didn't mean to interrupt you, but that goes in like hand in hand with what I'm doing here, because everybody at one time, and we talked about this too, was an independent artist. So you know, I'm gonna ask you this first. Back then, what was the single thing you did that separated you once you did Strictly Business and got, you know, really that ball rolling? What do you think the key was back then? And then I'm going to ask you today, like for independent artists, what the key would be. But back then, what was the biggest thing that really set you guys up there to even be in a studio? Because it was tough to get in studios and know people that even knew what they were doing with tape and everything like that.
Right. But again, it's like that vibe that you have to be a part of. You know, it's like that trip that's going on that you don't want to miss that everybody's talking about. You know, and in our case, you know, we wasn't from the five boroughs. We was from Long Island, so we felt we had to work that much harder. We didn't know that there was producers, there was ghostwriters. We thought people produced their music, and we thought people wrote their own music. So that's the way we actually came in the game. And when you came in the game, you wanted to get that camaraderie. You know, once you got a green light from people with inside the hip-hop community, then you knew you was doing your thing. If you ain't get that green light or that go-ahead, from, you know, that artist, like, don't forget, our first single, It's My Thing and You're a Customer. That A side and B side took us all around the world. So we were doing shows with Big Daddy Kane. We were doing shows with Casanova Rudd. You know, we was flying in and out of states, and we would see people. And we would see where we sat as artists, too. And then that would give us the motivation and the confidence to be like, you know what, we're going to do the album, and then we're going to come harder. Because once you get an opportunity, that's what it's supposed to be. You're supposed to remember when you didn't have an opportunity, when you didn't have a contract and you asked for it. So once you get it and you drop your first album, then the world's going to come up. Back then, we didn't have the word hater. You know what I mean? There was no word for it. It wasn't defined. But we were still responding to it on Unfinished Business. That's where the song came from. That's where the song So What You Saying came from. Yep. They were like, yo, man, it was a fluke. You did it one time. Can you come back and do it again? So What You Saying.
Yep.
Now, that's where the titles come from.
Did you feel it was going to have, I mean, obviously we all are very passionate about our music, and when you're dealing with hip-hop, you're also dealing with a culture. So I don't mean to underplay that by any means, but did you feel going into the first album and even in the process of completing it that it was going to have the effect on the world like it did?
Well, in the beginning, you never know because you come with your efforts, you know. We was blessed to be around hip-hop before it was called hip-hop. So the African Vampires, you got to give the props to, you know, the Kool Herc, the DJ Jazzy J, the Zulu Nation. These are all people who was in the Bronx River Tea Connection. These were all guys who was around the art form called hip-hop before it was called hip-hop, doing it in the park, you know, stealing electricity from the pole. So once you got in that arena and you got that lick, then bang, because I started off as a DJ Easy P with my brother Smitty D and the Rock Squad. Mm. So then, you know, at that time, the hot record was LaToya by Just Ice. So there was no Serato, you know, what they call like the digital DJ. You had to carry all of those crates, all your music. And, you know, nobody wants to go to a party with a whack DJ. So you have to have the hottest songs. So in having the hottest songs, you know, just sat down, wrote down a list of some of the record labels on the vinyl that I had, and we ended up a sleeping bag. And then when Sleeping Bag, right there, Just Ice was there. Then, in the same building, you got Cold Chillin' upstairs with Big Daddy Kane, you know, Biz Markie, you know what I'm saying, and the Juice Crew. So we began to, you know, communicate with that environment. And then after that, Run from Run DMC spoke to Russell and Leo and was like, yo, we want those dudes on our tour. So before you know it, we was on the Run's House tour. Well, there goes Run DMC. Yo, come on, we used to have their posters hanging up in our room. We go to the mall, we see posters of them with Adidas. Now we on tour with them riding on their bus for free. And then there goes Jazzy Jeff, and then there goes Public Enemy with the S1s, and then there goes Testosonic. So we was all around in one circle having fun but keeping that competitive edge. And then once we broke off and started doing independent shows, that's when we was with the Heavy D's, the Big Daddy Kane's, you know. And we wasn't only rocking in shows. We also had a lot of camaraderie after the shows in the hotel and at the after party, you know what I'm saying? So that's where that competition came in to you know, make a promise to yourself to stay true to the music, never fall off because you got a fan base that's following you.
Yep. And the fans make the difference, but, I mean, for sure the fans make the difference, and that's where it comes down to. I think things haven't changed as far as independent art. Artists or signed artists, this and that, you still got to be able to do a really good live show. You got to be able to rock the mic live.
Well, one of the biggest things I noticed in returning and, you know, taking it serious is that, you know, from our era, you couldn't lip sync. And that's what I saw a lot of coming in. And I seen no DJ, you know, and that was unheard of. When we came in, we seen Run DMC live. They don't lip sync. Chuck D, you don't lip sync. So that was super dope for us to learn from that school. Now it's kind of getting back to the same essence. Like, yo, these people are paying money. Some people are getting babysitters, haircuts. They're going to the mall to buy their best clothes to come out and see you. And they don't want to see you rapping over your record. For that, they could have stayed home and listened to the record.
100%
you know, like
agree.
When you lip sync over your song, you are competing with a record that already exists. So the crowd really didn't get to feel you that night. But when you come in with your instrumental, and you dropping your vocals over there, and you MCs out there, you better stand clear. Your PMD is a world premiere from New York. Yo, you right there with the way you was feeling right there that day.
Yep. And it's a personal account. They lived, you know, and that's what I love about doing shows myself, too, is they lived a part of my life with me. And it's all through music. That's a beautiful thing right there.
Yo, they're there because of you.
Yep.
They took time out of their schedule and what they're doing to come see you.
Yep.
So the least you can do is have your game together. It's like, I could have did this tonight. I could have did this tonight. No, I'm going to go spend my money to get a haircut, to get some dope clothes, and I'm going to spend some money to get in here to see their favorite artists.
Yep.
And they don't want to come see that bad business. They don't want to come see their artists walk back and forth across the stage competing with themselves, and especially if it's a bad system, then it's super whack because you can't get creative once you're lip syncing. You know, you can't stop the track, talk to the crowd, let the instrumental play, go a cappella and stuff like that. It's just a straight show that you can't check. And there's no real growth in that. And there's no challenge in that. You know what I mean? Meaning, in order to go live, you have to know your songs.
Yep. And that's a huge thing that you said, you don't challenge yourself. And I think especially people that are independent, I think they constantly have to challenge themselves to get themselves in a different place. Oh, you know,
There's
your
no
brain's
question.
A memory muscle. Keep working that bad
correct.
Boy out.
Yeah, and also you could get creative. Like, you could really get in it, you know. You could change lyrics that are already there, you could freak.
Absolutely.
You know, you're going to say the same lyric, but you're going to freak it different.
Absolutely, absolutely. You can feel the vibe off the crowd, the whole thing. And on that note, I'm actually going to go to one of our special guests that we have on besides the legendary PMD himself, CR, Breadwinner. And he does shows, definitely straight out of Yonkers, doing shows all around Miami. I mean, you can barely catch him at his hometown. CR, you rocking with us?
Peace. Yeah, I'm here. How y'all doing, man?
Hey, what's up, CR?
Not much, man. It's an honor. I'm just sitting here soaking up all the game right now.
No question, man. This is what it is. Picking up where I left off.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Now,
yo, Daya, the big thing about this is what I'm loving is you can feel the growth. Don't forget, hip hop was hip hop authentic. Then it was just gone. And don't forget, like, our first interview and our first show.
Yep.
Now, this is what it is. It's independent. If you didn't come back on the scene and open up this forum, then we wouldn't have this outlet to be on the phone tonight doing what we're doing.
Right.
And that's the thing. I really, that's what tonight and these Wednesday nights at Dafo Radio here are really special to me because, again, you know, doesn't matter who your favorite are. We could be talking about Rick Ross or 50 Cent, you know, EPMD. Doesn't matter who you talk about. Everybody had an independent grind at one time. And I really want to, you know, I'm fascinated on the hustle of people a while ago because, again, you didn't have this digital era. So that's where the real grind, that's where you're putting up posters, you're passing out cards. And I'm starting to see a little bit of that coming back here in L.A. You know, not everything digital. People are going back to it. But I'll ask CR, now what is your, besides shows, and I know he can interject on this too, in 2014, what's your best hustle, if you will, and I mean hustle in a positive way, but to get your music out there? Is it digital or right now, or is it hitting the streets?
You know, I always felt that you got to do both because I think that the internet makes a lot of people lazy, and then it's so cluttered that sometimes you got to put something in somebody's hand and give them something to go look for so they can weave through all the nonsense, you know? So that's how I feel.
Yo,
I think it got to be balanced.
Said it. Yo, huh? That's huge what you just said, and I'm so glad you said both because it makes so much sense. You know, it's cluttered. Like when you on the internet and you go in digital, a fan, or I call them business partners, they can't feel you.
Right.
You're just posting up your flyer, what you're going to do, where you're going to be. But if you out there on the street or on the main line and you got a flyer and you poly in, then you're actually communicating and interacting with that person where not only they getting to see your name, who you are, but they also getting to feel you out as a person. And then if your game is correct and they feeling you, then you'd be like, yo, come check this out. Yo, I'm going to be here so-and-so. They'd be like, you know what? Okay, yo, I'm free tonight. Yo, I'm going to come down. I'll see you there.
No doubt.
That's the way it used to be. We're coming to a town. Yo, what up? Yeah, yo, we got so-and-so tonight. Yo, get out of here. Yo, I'm coming down. Okay, cool. Now, yo, we coming. We're from out of town. They come to the show. Now you see them from where you met them early. Yo, there's a connection there. Now when you go to the stage, you got a connection and you kind of got people in the building with you.
Right.
You know, when you go out there and you be like, yo, what's up? Yo, how you feeling tonight? And yo, we feel good. But now you look at them 20 people that you seen at the mall last day. Yo, what up? Yo, my people over there. Yo, thanks for coming out. You live.
It's lit now, right?
You can't do that. You can't do that by computer.
Now, and I'm going to say, too, because now, CR, you're on your way out to Miami pretty soon, right?
Right.
P, I'll ask you, actually. Now, being from Long Island, but still, you know, as far as it goes, representing from where you're from, when you actually went to these other cities, other countries, but, you know, we'll just stay in the U.S. right now, did it shock you that even though they have a different genre of music down there, anything, that you still had the same amount of love? Was that a big surprise at first?
Yeah, it was a surprise, but it's also, like, you know, that's the responsibility you take on.
Right.
Like, if you love hip-hop, it's a responsibility. You're supposed to love this art form, and you're supposed to want to do whatever it takes to keep it authentic. So
right.
If you just so happen to get blessed to be one of the top, get the top look, then, yo, when the people come look at you as, yo, you the number one dude, yo, you are repping hip-hop.
And you know what?
That's what you're there for.
And I think also that when, and this is, you know, me on the outside talking to you, I think that the red carpet kind of needs to be laid out, especially for y'all, because y'all are like the founding fathers of this thing. So without y'all, it wouldn't be no now with this music thing. So the young
Yo,
ones,
we kinda
think,
on the same
we got
to
start embracing.
Course.
It can't be this divide between the, you know, we got to start embracing each other, but especially us younger ones. Keeping that, like you said, keeping it authentic with that real hip-hop, you know?
Yo, I'm telling you, we're on the same page because that's the way it used to go. You know, it's not really like rocket science. If you got a championship team, what happens when the championship team gets out there and starts arguing with each other? They lose. But when a championship team is on the same page, what happens? They get the trophy. And that's the difference between our era than what was going on in the past and what's slowly beginning to change. We've seen Grandmaster Flash and Melly Mel. We've seen Run DMC, Big Daddy Kane, Slick Rick. So with us being rookies and new jacks on the scene, no matter how hot our record is, no matter how hot we were in Rakim, you know, Rakim is the god. Like, when I, you know, you got to really be aware of what's going on. You can't become what you wanted to become and then don't understand why people look at you the way you, you know, the way they look at you. That's the way God works, because anytime I want to put it in perspective, I see the way I am when I see Rakim or when I'm around Chuck D, you know,
right,
or Scarface or something. So I can see myself like, whoa, that's the awe. That's Rakim. Rakim's whole vibe, like, yo, when we didn't even have a contract and Eric B. from President came out. So that's the responsibility that you take on. But then you got to be careful, too, because then once you start receiving the blessings, then you can turn into Tony Montana, take it to the limit, shirt open, chains, you know. So that's where the balance comes in, and you know, you got to keep things in perspective.
Definitely, definitely. So what we're going to do right now, I'm going to go into this, and it's kind of on, you know, like, so what you're saying, I'm going to go into the CR, talk about one of his newest singles, and we're going to come back with Legendary PMD and CR, independent showcase people, legends in the house, Die For Radio, come on.
Give them something to talk about. give them something to talk about. From my peers to the bloggers, they all gon' gossip, give them something to talk about.
With my top down and my head held high, ears to the streets and my hands to the sky. Steady hitting on his blunt, guess this is what they want. Give them something to talk about. Give them something to talk about. Give them something to talk about. From my peers to the bloggers, they all gon' gossip, give them something to talk about.
Die for Radio in the House. That was CR Breadwinner Talk About. Now, that's kind of on the same tip, P, like you was just talking about. So what you saying? Like, I mean, in many different instances, how do you feel about that track?
Yo, man, I'm going to be 150% honest, man. That's a dope song.
Thanks for that.
The lyrics, the clarity, no, nothing muffled. Yo, you painted a clear picture. And it's hip-hop. Yo, you guys got to remember, this wasn't him in the code. The whole thing was God.
Ah, oh, man,
so
that's a lot
coming
from you.
Yo, no doubt. You'd be like, okay. And you got to be like, oh, man, okay, 3 minutes. Boom. But when you hear the beat, that beat's tight. P ain't just saying that. When you hear the lyrics, yo, you can visually fall asleep at my Mac, just keep timing out. Yo, this is giving something to talk about. I was like, oh, shoot. Yeah, I hear me on the remix. Yo, what y'all talking about?
Yeah.
You know? But it's a dope song.
Thanks.
Now, I like to
clarity.
You,
you got real presence on that song, man.
Thank you.
I like, P, that you brought up clarity. Because I think, too, with this digital era we have, excuse me, guys, I think a lot of times people are just putting product out because they can record it on Pro Tools with the mic and a sound card, don't really mix it. And I think that's a huge downfall of independent artists is the clarity. If you have enough insight and technical skills and literally just patience to sit down and write a rhyme or do a beat and write a rhyme, but you don't take the time to make sure it sounds clean, I think that's a huge turnoff to labels, majors, independent signed, anything like that.
Definitely.
Yo, you missed the whole – if you missed that point, you missed the whole point because the hip-hop community was built on the independent. You had Run DMC on Profile. You had us on Sleeping Bag Records. You had Big Daddy Kane and the rest Biz Monkey on Cold Chillin'. You had, KRS-One? I think it was B-Boy Records or something like that. You know, the list goes on, even if I'm leaving somebody out. But most of the artists from my era came out on the independent scene. And I read somewhere today, one of the most important things you got to remember, if you missed that part, you missed the whole part of hip-hop. Hip-hop was about seeing what the game is, and going in the garage building your car, and when you pop that garage and you start it up, the car you pull out, you want it to be able to compete on the track.
Right.
It's that moment listening to your hi-hat, listening to your snare, listening to your bass line, listening to your hook. That's why I was always crazy. It's my thing. Or get the Bozak, bam, 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 bam. You know, in the feel of it, listening to it, can't wait to bring it to the world. And now, I realize it changed. It went from that to wanting to live the life as opposed to
wanting to, you hit it right on the nail, too, because it's like
that's it.
People want the life. They're not really in tune with the music. They want the lifestyle that they think comes along with it.
That's correct. And part of that's our fault. I got to take responsibility for it. But we was only doing what we thought and what we saw. You know what I mean? But, sometime in the Jordan commercial when he's like, yo, maybe I did mess up the game. Maybe I did make it look easy. It's one of those moments where we wouldn't have been able to do that if we didn't have it in our heart to sit down and want to be one of the dopest,
Right.
To when you come on the hip-hop scene and be like, yo, when you get to hear your record first in the studio and then know everything you're hearing on the radio, you know everything you're hearing on the net, so you could take the product that's coming through the speakers and say, hey, well, where's this going to sit in the midst of all of that? Is it going to be at the bottom, trash, garbage? Or is it going to be in the middle? Or is it going to be at the top? Or is it going to be that new thing? And if you really want to, make that contribution like that song I just said, I'm not just saying that. I haven't heard a song like that in a long time. You was rapping effortlessly, with no aggression, just telling your perception of hip hop and where you were at the time. And that hasn't been here. You look back the last 4 or 5 years. Where do you hear a song like that?
Yeah, no, you definitely don't. You definitely don't. So that actually goes into kind of a question for you, P. When you're putting, say, an album together, whether you signed or independent artist, and, when you signed it, a lot of times, too, they're going to, try to get a single out of you, but you always need a single. What do you think the formula is a single? You go out and just keep doing songs, and then – when you find one that's a single, you push that? Or do you go into a state of mind, hey, I need to drop a single that's going to, really set off this project? How do you decipher a song from a single, I guess I'm saying?
Yeah, that's great. That's a great question. Well, you don't go in looking for nothing. You just get in the mind frame of what you want to do, again, in comparison. Like, for what mine would be different than C. For my era, I would have to look at Rakim. I came through the door, said it before. I'd have to look at Slick Rick and Dougie, Lottie, Dottie. I'd have to look at Run DMC, Rockbox, or Sucker MCs or something like that, and then see where I fit in that and my body of work. Don't forget now, EPMD specialized in dropping a dope tape where a lot of artists, they only got 2 or 3 songs, and we call them Fast Forward Freddy. Like, you got 2 tracks, and you got to fast forward through the rest of it because, the album is not what you thought.
Yeah.
So you got to get into a frame of mind, and you can't go in there looking for a hit because me personally, that's extra stress. So yeah. you do your album where, hey, yo, listen, I'm doing 80-85% of my album for my people and for hip hop, and then that other 15 is going to be a single. So whether that single goes or not, I'm still protected because my body of work with the other 85% is just representing some real hip hop and it's sounding dope. Because your sequences, everything, We used to do it is like,
Yeah, I think anything is a single. Anything could be a potential is the work you put behind it,
And you never know what could be a single. Something you think is the album cut turns out to be one of your biggest records.
Right.
Hey, one of my, as an artist and producer myself, it's literally every time, and it's I don't know if it's Murphy's Law or whatever you call it, every song that I do that I don't like, people end up liking the best.
I think that's
I don't know what
everybody.
It is.
Yo, I hear you on that.
Right.
That's crazy. I'm going to hit these call lines just a little bit. I got a 941-266. He wants to give us feedback on the showcase with PMD and CR. What's happening, Dieful Radio?
Yo, what's up, D? You can hear me.
Yo, what up? We got KT the Legend in the house.
Can you hear me?
I can hear
yes,
you, homie.
Yes,
what's
sir.
Happening? We live with legendary PMD. What's cracking?
PMD was good, man.
Everything was good, man.
Yo, I'm.
And we got the homie
CR
straight out of Yonkers on the independent showcase tonight.
Peace.
What's up, CR? How you doing, bro? Yeah, that's KC the Legend, man. I appreciate the advice and also the knowledge that's being spit. You know what I'm saying? I'm looking to further my career as well. You know what I'm saying? The music business. I'm seeing it as a business at this point, but I'm just going to sit back and to keep taking notes tonight, because it sounds like y'all got that knowledge going on, so I'm tuning in right now from Sarasota, Florida. This is KT the Legend, man.
All right, K.
Love.
That's what's up. That's the homie. He definitely grinding out there in Florida, definitely
no
part
doubt.
Of this
Good
doc
luck with
work.
That, too.
But also doing his own thing, Switch Phase out there in Florida. The independent artist, crazy out here. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to go to this 562-201 live on Dieful Radio. What's happening?
Yo, man, that joint by CR is banging, man. We out here in Atlanta, you know what I'm saying, checking out the show. Man, shout out to the legend, the icon, PMD. Shout out to Dieful Radio. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Want to check in.
No doubt. Good looking, man.
Pat, thanks.
No doubt. It's your boy Sneak Rothstein in the building, man. What's up with y'all?
My dude, what's good?
You already know, already, man. Nigga, legendary shit, man. Icons in this motherfucker.
Right, I'm just sitting back, soaking in the game.
Yo, it's kind of ill to see, like the people are tuned in. Because don't forget, like, now the era right before this, it looked like it was about individuality.
Yeah, right.
Now it looks like, you know, cats is tuning in to be like, yo, I want to do my own thing, but I want to know how to do my own thing and get it off right. Where before,
right,
cats didn't have time to stop and even drop a jewel.
Now, I have to say, too, and P, I talk about this. If you listen to the archives of the show, I bring it up almost every episode. You, on when I interviewed you last time, you had brought up something that I never looked at. And we talked about, you know, difference between hip-hop game. I'm going to step off the independent just for a second. But the difference, and, you know, is it good hip-hop? Is it good rap? Is it bad hip-hop? Is it bad rap? And you brought up that everything has to have the balance. And that was very interesting because the way you basically said it was that if, you know, and plus we're not hating on anybody's hustle. If you out there hustling and getting your money, especially independently, like, do you. You know, it's not up to me to always like everybody's music. But at the same time, if everything sounded the same, then there would be no difference between what PMD was doing, what Rakim was doing, to what Rick Ross was doing, to what Dog Pound was doing, or any of these artists. Everybody's just doing the same thing. And although you have a lot of that, especially when it comes to singles, it is a necessary boundary to have that balance of hip-hop.
Yeah, I agree. I think that's definitely, you hit it on the head right there. When you're doing a single keeps things in the flow, whether it's for the radio or whether it's for the underground. And that's dope. That's a dope process because you got to be able to step your game up to be even able to compete on that level. But when you bring it back to our era, what made it special was Rakim didn't sound like Big Daddy Kane. Big Daddy Kane didn't sound like Slick Rick. Slick Rick didn't sound like EPMD. EPMD didn't sound like Dos Effects. Dos Effects didn't sound like Redman. And
yep,
there's growth in that. When everybody sounds the same, it's hard to grow. There's nothing authentic about that, you know. So you ain't put yourself in a situation to look at your own era and your own peers and be like, okay, well, I'm going to come like this. You got to chill, you know. You didn't even give yourself that opportunity. You said, yo, look, 100 and I'm doing this. I'm going to be 101, you know. Not,
in an era, though, P, that you honestly, you know, I can make a single that sound like some YG or something right now, and it might fly. I mean, it has.
No, but that's cool, but then you go back to the crossover because now it's only half true. Because look at the forum you created. Like, I feel like, yo, like we're on our own planet right now. We're talking, but real cats is tuned in the cut with the pens and pads out, like they said.
Mm-hmm.
So
listen,
you listen to Steve's song, it's not totally different.
Yeah, when you
that's
do
like
it that way, though, you get a – I think when you just got that – when you try to copy what's out there, you know, say you do get the one hit or whatever, I think you gain a fan for that song. When you put out the real music and the diverse music, you gain a following, you know what I mean? So, you know, whatever
you
do, that fan is going to follow.
Because what happens if there's a whole base sitting there that wants to hear something different? Think
right.
about what I just said, like what C did. Like, when I heard that song, I'm not just saying that's a dope song. Yo, the beat was tight. The rhyming was tight. Effortless. Now, you take us back to 92 with the crossover. Before that song was even created, everybody was doing what they were doing. Is that correct? Look at my verse. The rap era's out of control. Brother selling his soul. The go-go, going, gone. Another rapper soul. The pop and R&B, not the MD. I'll stick to hip-hop. I made a choice. And then got a gold single because I didn't go with the flow. I went and was thinking like a lot of other people who didn't have the ability to go to the studio and write about it. That's how you know, become the spokesperson for your new arena. That shows up.
Absolutely. And that's real shit. I'm going to go to this other caller and then get to this Rise and Fall by CR. 562-644. Man, we making history over here and just really doing big things on Die For Radio. What's happening with you tonight?
What's good, Die Lasky and all the peace listening to Die For Radio? This is Killer Ron. What's good, sir? Drody
right, in the house.
Killer
what's
Ron,
happening,
peace,
homie?
Ron,
all day, man. Hey, first of all, shameless plug to CR. I heard that joint. My brother played it on his show. He also played it on Die For Radio, and he played it on Shut Him Down. I have to get that and put it on the next Drody and podcast, but that's a dope track, man. That's
thanks a lot, bro. That's what's up, man.
Yep. I just wanted to say I dig everything that PMB is saying. Like, it's on a ridiculous level because that's the mentality where I want hip-hop to go to, like bars, lyrics, content, and intelligence. And most are not on that. Like, fools are on that me, individual stuff. But if you come together, I say this, like, all the time. I say it at every show. I try to tell these fools, come together and we can take this game over instead of trying to do it all yourself. But then I don't know if that's gonna even work, period, the way the game is going right now.
Right. And you use the basketball analogy. When you got a championship team, everybody wanna hog the ball, start shooting air balls, you're gonna catch an L. But when the team is in sync, yo, there goes Big Daddy Kane, there goes Slick Rick, yo, there goes EPMD, there goes Run DMC, and then when everybody comes together, you got a dope situation with everybody walking away happy.
But you said you said you was on the bus with like legends like Run DMC. Like, how can you? It's like, I guess I don't know.
Yo,
maybe
I was a son on the bus, man. I gotta keep it 100 and keep it super humble, man. When me and E first came out, Run DMC let us ride on their bus for free.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, you got to try to imagine this. Like, we went from listening to Sucker MCs, and ironically, me and Eric in eighth grade went to go buy the single together on Delancey Street. Then we got Rockbox. Then they came out with My Adidas that you could go to the mall, see them on a poster. And we went from that to being on their tour bus, riding for free, seeing Adidas every night. To me,
I mean,
that's something
it's
else.
Crazy too, because look at like people that are, because the tours don't happen like that now. Like you said, I was on the bus for free. Well, the whole game
but
is different
really
now.
Do,
like,
though.
What do you mean I'm on the bus for free? People don't even know what that even means right now. Or the
no.
younger people. I'm not trying to
yo,
say
the
everybody.
Bus meant, yo, what it meant was that, you know, me and Eric was New Jacks and we was rookies, and it just wasn't in the budget or feasible to even try to think of getting a tour bus back there.
Yeah.
So they was like, hold on to your couple of dollars and ride with us. They showed mad love. And every night we got to stand in front of the stage and see them come out, all of this smoke and all Cam after J coming out the sky and shit. For real. No lip syncing, real deal.
Now, Pete, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Do you think your generation now embraces my generation like the ones before y'all did with you guys?
You know what? That's a great question. Because, yo, between DMC and Eric, they keep it clear. Like, when Run DMC dropped Rockbox, and then we came out with It's My Thing and You Guys to Chill, you know, you have to embrace the new artists that's coming in. You know, you
right.
can't critique them. Because then that's when people shut down. You know, that's
oh,
like
no,
in a relationship.
You can't critique them, but still embrace them while critiquing them, you know?
Yeah, no question. That's all right, right. So with that being said, I think that the division is so great between our era and your era where we didn't have that. We was able to hear a Chuck D and what he had to say. You know, Run used to school us and used to just see the magic and stuff like that. You know, like, yo, this is what it is. This is how it goes. You know, it's about your longevity. Because if you don't have the jewels, then you're kind of going to make the same mistakes we made, and then the whole point is missed.
Right. I agree.
You know?
Absolutely.
So we had supervision around us. You know, Chuck D and the S1Ws.
Right.
We're laughing about that the other day. Like, we ride a run bus for free. But, you know, me and E being young, sometimes we'd act up. So we'd have to go ride on Public Enemy bus for a week. and, you know, and then, yo, you know what I'm saying? They're like, okay, yo, we good, we ready, you know? So it's a discipline. So
what I'm going to do right now, I'm going to go to this other track by CR, and we're going to come up and basically finish up. It's only our show, but it's a beautiful thing what we're doing
man.
Right now. We're going to come back with CR, everybody else on the line too, man, just rise and fall CR, back with the legend PMD himself. Come on, Doffel Radio.
Yeah.
Peers in my city, hope I never make it. Made a promise and I never break it. Labels saying they together, but they segregated. Look black in the eyes, said I'm dedicated. I'm grown now. Yeah, I represent my hometown.
All them foreign countries I've flown round. Got me foreign cars I own now. All these dollar bills I've thrown round. Tired of standing next to the king, I want my own crown. Fuck boy, I'm just trying to live. Audi A8 parked in front of my mama crib. Nose it was runny, clothes they were bummy. I swear they should've never gave us broke niggas money. Could you believe the dawn? Hella tattoos out of sleeve to arm. White gold chain out of freezer charm. A trigger of fat ass what I squeeze up on. Could you believe me, mom? She throw it at a nigga, car keys and all. I guess it's nothing like the feeling when you get cake. And I'm just busy trying to get my shit straight. She off. I told you don't bring that shit around me. My goon get loose when he get around me. My shooter let it go, it's about me. Look man, I'm just saying. Hell no, I ain't playing. I come to lay your ass down, down. I come to lay your ass down, down. I come to lay your ass down. I ain't never run around scared. Fuck Afghan, it's going down here. You ain't a goon, you a town square. Call Fraser, tell him get his ass down here. I hit the field like Ole Miss. A great white till you go fish. The one front, you can hold six. This what happen when lame niggas and hoes mix. Blood and sour D and a cold wrist. Good weed make my soul drip. Top down on the Bronx River doing a buck. 20 troopers on me like no shit. Keep a snub block, especially when I club hot. So imagine what's in my glove box. Nigga, I'm Tupac real. Jewelry and dollar bills, my shoebox fill. I told you don't bring that shit around me. My goon get loose when he get around me. My shooter let it go, it's about me. Look man, I'm just saying. Hell no, I ain't playing. I come to lay your ass down, down. I come to lay your ass down, down. I come to lay your ass down.
That's SCR, Rise and Fall. We live with legendary PMD. And again, big shout out. 25th anniversary of Unfinished Business. Again, just an amazing, amazing project. Amazing 25 years later to be talking to the legend himself on Dieful Radio. So big shout out to you. But again, I'm feeling that CR track now, P, because I'm into kind of those, like, the first track, obviously, that's the, you know, that's a single that's getting out there. Loving that beat, loving the way he spits to it. Again, it's all hip-hop. It's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, no question. Again, that's another perfect 10. The beat, the rhyme, the whole vibe. It's inspiring. That's what I want to tell the listeners. And listening, you know, we've been talking, but the whole truth of the matter is only thing that can hold you back is fear in yourself. And fear stands for false evidence appearing real. It don't exist. It's in your head. And it's kind of like a disrespect to God. Like if God puts something in your heart, come forward with it. So at least if it don't work, you know you gave it 150 yourself. That's why we who we are, because we believed in the music, we believed in hip-hop, and we believed in the movement, and that's why we're here on our 25th anniversary for Unfinished Business.
Man, that was real.
You know? Yeah, I had to tell you all that after listening to that song again. I was like, that's two in a row. Listen to this. You know, an artist is an artist. You can never tell nobody how to make their music because then they wouldn't be a true artist. You know, let somebody, like you say, with the commercial on our first album. Yeah, record company's going to push you. You got to understand that. Like on Strictly Business, you hear it's time to party. We was like, okay, yo, there goes our record. That was our record for them. It's time to party. But outside of that, the rest was just authentic hip-hop.
Absolutely. Now, CR, before I let you give your shout-outs and last question for there. I'm going to actually go to some of these independent artists and see if they got a last question for P as well. 562-644, Killer Ron, you got any last questions for Legendary PMD?
I do. You did say something about you guys were touching on the digital age when I was on my way home from work. And you said it's better if you actually you can connect with the people in person. But if you're from the East Coast – and you do a show on the East Coast, how are you going to connect with those people after the show if they're, like, in Cali or Arizona or New Mexico or something? Because I feel that's where the digital age comes from. Because I'm heavy on online. I do Twitter huge, and most of the people that I can touch on are like in the East Coast and the Mid East.
Okay. Well, the way that works is, you know, in my personal opinion is that, like, even if I'm in the East Coast, let's say I go do a show, it's universal. Like, I don't want to go there like that, but there's 7.6 billion people on the planet. So even if I'm in New York, people travel. So sometimes there's a promoter from California in the house, a promoter from Vegas in the house. Yo, here's my card. Yo, want y'all to come do a show. Next thing you know, boom, I'm on the digital saying, listen, I'm going to be in Cali. I got a show so-and-so date. Now that's going to put me in Cali. Now I'm in front of the people in California meeting, communicating. That's the whole purpose of hip-hop. Before, when there was no hip-hop, we didn't know what was going on in Philly. We didn't know what was going on in L.A. But through that movement, there's nothing like being hands-on. It's like wanting to do an album. If an artist just starts and do an album from his head, that's okay. But if an artist goes out on tour and feels love and the people be like, yo, I like that song. Yo, your first thing was dope. Then you're going in the studio with a different frame of mind. So the digital is super dope in Napoleon because, you know, we use that too. But there's nothing like going to the next state, meeting the people, and then being hands-on too. You know, because you can't, you know, it's like a drug. You got to be careful with that. It's addictive.
Yep.
You know, just think about the time when there wasn't a cell phone. Think about the time when there wasn't a beeper. You was more in tune to yourself.
Better. Yep, better.
You know,
true.
So you gotta have that balance in yourself where, okay, I'm going to go hard with that, no question, but I'm also going to know when enough is enough to chill.
You got to chill.
No doubt.
I dig that. Hey, yo, Lansky.
What's up, homie?
Hey, yo, thank you, sir. Thank you for setting up this platform for us independent artists, and big ups to Mad 4, bro.
Absolutely. My man, Mad 4, he's going to be back very soon, man. Very, very soon. Appreciate you, homie.
Yep.
That's what's up. I'm going to hit this 562201. Yep. You got any less questions for CR or Legendary PMD?
MCs out there, you better stand clear. Click PMD is a world premiere with New York Straight Talk, America's Best. Cold War, Long Island is where we rest. That's my motherfucking question right there. That's that shit. You know what I mean?
Yo, you don't know how that feels for me just to sit here and listen to you kick my verse, man. That is super hard, man. That's crazy.
You love it. You love California.
You know, because when I wrote that, I had to write it. Like, you see, there's the answer. Like, yo, and whoever's out there, like, is there anybody out there, MCs out there, you better stand clear. So just to hear you say that verse, I'm like, oh, man. Makes you want to just work harder, man, and work harder because the music is timeless. And that's another thing with the old school and new school. Music is timeless. It ain't like old school rock. You know, my older sister who got me in the game be schooling me like, yo, it ain't old school R&B or old school blues music. Yo, music is music.
Right. Because we still creating off this.
Absolutely. Nick,
yo,
we appreciate
verse,
you, man.
Big up on that.
Most definitely, man. We love you, E. You know what I mean? We love you,
yeah.
Man. For real, fam.
Yeah.
That's what's up.
Yo, that
means love.
More
I'm gonna go back
hard.
To my.
I'm telling you, man. All the listeners tuned in, you've got to build your own workshop with this side of yourself. Because if you keep following the music, then you ain't helping the music. And never forget what KRS-One said. You know, people doing it. Rap is something you do. Hip hop is something you live.
Absolutely. Sarasota, Florida, KT the Legend. You still rocking with us?
Y'all still here? You hear me?
Yeah. You got any last questions for either CR or PMD?
Yo, I appreciate the knowledge that you spit once again. You know what I'm saying? And y'all pretty much then displayed all the information that we need out here. You know, because to be honest with you, a lot of people don't even give that much information. A lot of people just like, you got to grind. But usually when you got to grind means you got to go out there and pretty much do something that you really don't want to do for something that you really want that bad. That ain't how we roll. So at this point, I appreciate the knowledge and I appreciate everything y'all have threw out there. And big ups to Don Lansky. If y'all don't know, Don Lansky, I salute the general. He put me on a long time ago. I was in a really hatch position in my life. and actually showed me the grind, showed me how to get it myself, you know what I'm saying, and became a really big brother to me in this music game. And as y'all say, music is music, and hip-hop is something that you live, you know what I'm saying? So
yep.
I appreciate that, and y'all be blessed, man.
No doubt. You too, man. Yep.
Appreciate you.
Yo, and on that note, he just hit, because, yo, if you don't live hip-hop, then you got to really ask yourself a question. Are you really here for hip-hop? Because then that kind of defeats the purpose of why Pac came through, why Biggie came through, why Jay came through, why Punk came through, the whole list, Jay Dilla,
right.
Keep going on. So
yep.
Those people believed into it to the point where they gave their life for it.
Absolutely,
absolutely.
So I'm going to go to CR.
Like that, but that's what it is.
CR, you got any last questions for PMD and any last shout-outs? Definitely, you know, killed the show tonight. So definitely the spotlight is yours right now, homie.
I actually wanted to ask him. I was curious at what he listens to these days, like
wow.
What music.
Yo, you guys got some great questions tonight. Yo, first of all, Dai, you got to make sure I get those two songs from C. So whenever.
Oh,
you
yeah,
know,
for sure. I'll forward it to you as soon as we get off the air.
Okay. But with me, yo, I be moving all around. So I'm mostly into to the old music and not too much of the new music. I be like super underground.
So who from the new era are you feeling that's in the game right now?
From the new era? Yo, I don't want to gas you, but I'm I think you sound like the most stablest cat.
Woo!
I don't want to gas you. That's why I told you to be the music, like, you know, in all due respect. Like, yo, all right, now that's hip-hop to me.
That's what's up. Thank you.
You know?
That's
yo,
what's
I
up.
Got 100 right there.
I'm signing off, though, man.
Definitely. Hey, CR, we appreciate you.
Yes, sir.
And
y'all hit me up, CR, man.
Yeah. We definitely gonna. I'm gonna send them the tracks, and we'll get some things in the works, man. But definitely appreciate you, you know, rocking out with Jai 4, and we definitely gonna be talking. And salute to you, my G, from
yeah,
LA to Yonkers.
That's
what's up. That's what's up.
No doubt.
Now, my
Steve,
man
keep
P,
up the great work, man. Hold it steady right there.
Now P, I really
yo.
Appreciate you jumping on this show. I have to tell you, like. I couldn't imagine anybody that's more qualified to talk about stuff like this than you. And it's just a big salute to you and your knowledge and still your love for the game. And like my man Sneak Rosny said, we love you out here. But we love you out here not broadcasting from L.A., broadcasting from hip-hop. And the love of the game, you know, 1988 is when it started for the people. And in 2014 right now, you still is influential and still is just iconic and trend-setting. I mean, I could come up with all sorts of, you know, words, homie, but it's just unbelievable the mark you still leave in hip-hop. And Dai 4 Radio, me personally, Dai Lancey, we salute you, homie.
Yo, Dai, yo, I really super appreciate it because that's what I got into it for. And I'm just happy that I'm blessed to get a second opportunity. Because the old-timers always tell me, like, everybody don't get a second chance. So with
yeah.
that being said, I couldn't have never imagined me not returning to the game. And on a more serious note, you heard the other artists that came in there and paid homage to you and said how instrumental you was into helping him become who he was. All of us in the group effort, and I really got to say that. You know, it ain't like my mind in 100 places, even though I got mad stuff to do, you know?
Yeah, no, I got you. I
you
got
know
you,
what I'm
but
saying?
I mean,
somebody else got on the phone and paid homage to you, like, yo, Dia, you know, and I heard the rep and I knew your handle, but just to actually have somebody come in and tell you themselves what you've done to them and what you've done for them and how you helped them, it just, you know, makes it that much more dope, and it's hip-hop again.
Yep, and it's super humbling and just, I'm just blessed to be in a position like this, I love what we're doing right here on Wednesday nights. I'm just going to have to say.
Yo,
Dai,
don't forget now. Remember when it wasn't here? I remember I got the first text like, yo, I think I'm going back in. Yo,
yep.
Now look.
Yep. No, I feel you. I feel you, homie. I feel you.
Now like 1-2-1-2. Right, exactly.
Yep, I feel you. So, you know what, we're going to definitely let you, because I know you're a busy man. Enjoy your night and enjoy your week and your 25th anniversary, even though it was yesterday. Oh, I got to ask, did y'all drop it on April Fool's on purpose, or that just happened to be a Tuesday?
No, it just so happened to be like that, and it's kind of crazy because it's our 25-year anniversary for the next 3 years, the way we came in. So last year was strictly business, this year is unfinished business, and then next year is business as usual. So ironically, it fell on April 1st, and then now us going back to work, you know, you just got a big light on you. Like, yeah, April 1st, this is what you was doing, son, in 89. You dropped it today. Like, wow.
Man. But again, just salute to you. I'm actually going to end with one of your tracks, Smoke MCs. I'm going to put a little drop before that. But obviously...
Yo, and hold up, Daya. I got to tell you one big thing. And you said
absolutely.
The show was only an hour. I felt like it was back in the day when Mr. Magic and Red Alert only had an hour. Like, what? Just was having fun.
Well, you know what? We may have to adjust the times for next week because I just had a blast with this one. And I think this is going to be a beautiful thing. I honestly think this is going to be a huge platform on Wednesday nights. And obviously, this isn't going to be the first time you on these Wednesday nights or Die For Radio or part of a conversation to Die For or part of just my you know, who I consider fam nowadays, man, because I couldn't imagine, you know, talking about hip-hop with anybody else, man, honestly. So just big salute to you. We about to smoke MCs right now.
Yeah.
Tell everybody your Twitter and everything so the people that aren't already following you can follow you.
Yo, I'm at PMD of EPMD on Twitter. I'm at PMD in parentheses EPMD on Facebook. And then if you want to go to the website, it's parrotsmith.com.
Absolutely, absolutely. So I'm going to definitely end it with Smoke MCs. Salute to you. 25 years for the sophomore album, people. What you talking about? Die For Radio. We'll see y'all tomorrow night. Peace.
Yeah. Yo, this is the Mechadon CEO Smooth, and you're on Die For Radio, baby. Holla at me.
What's up, y'all? This is the RAS. K-A-S-S, saying that from the West, taking it to your fucking chest like breath, and you are now tuned into Die For Radio. You know what it is. Right now, this is A-Plus from the Mighty Hieroglyphics, the Soldier Mischief crew. From now till infinity, we on Die For Radio. Check it out. Anytime you can speak your mind and hear some hip-hop from a head that's really going to tell you how it is. A-Plus in the house, 93 till infinity, Die For Radio. Much love.
This is your boy,
Pimp Type,
MJ. MJG, you hear me? Die For Radio.
Check it out, y'all. It's your boy Payne putting it down for the world famous MOP.
Wow.
One time.
Mic check one, two. Check this out, man. Recognize the voice. This is them boys. Taking Steel Smith and Wesson. You listening to the number one station, Die For Radio.
Check it. This your man, the original Dirty Rhymes Counter, J with the Damager. And you rocking right now, Die For Radio. You know what it is.
Excuse my thoughts, 1, 2, the king's home, let me get my throne. Mic dog, the mic's hot, I might or might not put you in the position to put you in the right spot. I love what it sound like, and you know you love what it sound like. Bitch, I'm focused, I'm physically fit. It's not a shot in the dark, it's a hit in the mist. PMD, I'm the equalizer, the synthesizer, the minimizer. I rip you guys up. You had a 50-50 chance to win, now your 50-50 chance is slim. I had to talk to them. I need an award for the way that I speak. Destination Milan for a week, it was a good speech. They call that money in the bank, so you fake ass niggas.
Let us go, come and talk. We get rugged, tough, hard like peas. Try to play my man, but you couldn't touch me. Get rugged, tough, hard like peas. Try to play my man, but you couldn't touch me. Get rugged, tough, hard like peas. Try to play my man, but you couldn't touch me. We get rugged, tough, hard like peas.
And I don't smoke crack.
I smoke MCs.
PMD and NY, that's legendary. The clip on the side, motherfucker, that's secondary. This nigga's more faking than the tooth fairy. Talk a slick out of your jibs, you get your mouth buried. Hit squad, I love what it sound like. I put the hammer to your left and push your mind right. Go against Rod, you can rape the molested. Go against Rod, get your face intercepted. Not filthy rich, for my cake is respected. Stop filthy sniffs, it's taking seconds. Scratch off the top, buck, make me a weapon. Scalp your face to the burgundy S and motherfucker. This is short shot money.
Money.
Hit squad money.
Money.
Team takeover. Valentine money.
Money.
We call that money in the bank, so you bitch ass better think, motherfucker.
Freaking rugged, tough, hard like P. Try to play my man, but you couldn't touch me. Get rugged, tough, hard like P. Try to play my man, but you couldn't touch me. Get rugged, tough, hard like P. Try to play my man, but you couldn't touch me. We get rugged, tough, hard like P.
And I don't smoke crack, I smoke MC.
Yeah. I'm back at it, flows crabmatic. If you don't understand by now, I'm a pro at it. Bro, I'm God's gift, I'm hard. I got the R5 and the R-Spear. Semi-automatic, extended cartridge. I'm DMD, call me the locksmith or the lockness.
Lock
monster, team built like Tonka, guns like Tonka.
I'm contraband, hard defense, and they send me through the back and back. I'm calling them.
Yeah, DMD. And why his squad remain the same?
Fucking my team fly. Get rugged, tough, hard like P. Try to play my man, but you couldn't touch me. Get rugged, tough, hard like P. Try to play my man, but you couldn't touch me. Get rugged, tough, hard like P. Try to play my man, but you couldn't touch me. We get rugged, tough, hard like P.
And I don't smoke crack.
Let's go,
get me.
Get rugged, tough, hard like P. Try to play my man, but you couldn't touch me. Get rugged. Tough, hard like P. Try to play my man, but you couldn't touch me. Get rugged. Tough, hard like P. Try to play my man, but you couldn't touch me. We get rugged. Tough, hard like P.
Man, I don't smoke crack. I smoke MCs.
Yeah.
You're the hottest mixtape album in the streets. Officially ranked.
Testing the shine, been here for years, grinding to the test of time, never smiling when I'm rhyming. I've been through too much to get me to this place I am. I'm shining through the way I'm speaking, speaking for my doppel fam, taking to another level. Back to steal the rest, disheveled, hit it with some intellect, and show them how this craft is meddled. Always represent, never stop, ever settle till I'm reaching the top. Rocking the spot like some heavy metal, shaking these cops like I'm caught up in this crazy ghetto. So missing my pop, life is pain and pain is influential. I'm smoking a lot. Fuck open is a brief essential. The day that I drop, I'm copping thoughts on these instrumentals. True stories, my life nonfiction and glory. Blood, sweat, and tears, homies, what you got in store for me? I done been through it all, seen a bit through the brawls, and now my eyes is on the prize. I shine the spot, you want my fall.
You're the hottest mixtape album in the streets. Officially ranked, officially ranked.
It's a banger. It's a banger.
See, I don't shine like the next man. I shine like the best man. Microphone in my left hand. I put my life on this next jam. Give a fuck if I'm a broke man. Take my time like a slow jam. Patience is a virtue. I've learned that with the hard slam. I always bounce up just to have it if it's toast jam. Survival of the fittest, cocked back, and it's no sham. Certified since you, man. Riverside with the most damn. Made it out the gutter. Was my plan from grade 2, fam. See me speaking to large groups as part of this program. $1 million thoughts, add them up, and it's dope, man. Thailand. The greatest I've fallen, I so planned. Something worth living for, like my kids and my pops, man. Weed's necessary, it's like a part of this big plan. Consumer what is natural, give it back to the land, man. Hate me if you want, I'm just here and I stand the man. Standing for what I say, I'm standing to this day.
Hey, cause I don't know about these MCs nowadays, but yeah, they sure not fucking with me.
Fucking with me.
Oh my God, 14.
Yeah.
What I've seen, I keep it most to myself. But lyrically share experience to capture this wealth. I shine on what I say, outcast from what is played. But turn a full circle in a casual way. Seeking golden diamonds on me, yo, that's dying away. It's all about the substance, how you leave the way. A stray's where I've been, but never begin. I'm on a mission, motherfuckers, I'm just about to begin. And my story seldom told, so my courage is bold. I'm ready to what's on the track, raving out of control. To my people
My flow was a niceness from panorama farmers to hillside. That shit was priceless, leaving days in crisis. Shit storms and simple vices. Still carry the torch, still kill these mic devices. This is rhyme one, homie. Yes, see if you really knew me. My days were number kinda like the pages of a movie. But life is good, no drama, but don't get it misunderstood. Yes, around the corner, especially these times, these neighborhoods. I live like fully shot bright, so don't exclude me. From your top 5 or 10, I saw your track something unruly. Kinda hard to fool me, stand up and give it to me. I shot him on the brightest, thought you motherfuckers knew me.
Lieutenant, then I'm a general. Salute and move wisely. Serenading for the money like an Aussie. They hate on me and despise me. But I'm cooler than I'm chilling, like icy. Why it costs so much to live so pricey? Open up your eyes and you just might see. I'm in a sweatshop like I work for Nike. 23 in the streets, hard of a Viking. Spark it up and keep striking. Season it up till you like it. Crown on my head and demeanor of a king. Heavyweight haymaker swing. Sticking in like a bee sting.
You don't like me? I don't like you. I'm unpredictable, ain't no telling what I might do. I'm spontaneous, impromptu, last of the truth.
Paranoid cause the voices won't stop. Who said Joe Diaz ain't hip hop? I got him in the scope, turn the stone to a tater tot. All I need is one shot for the body boy blood clot. Cultivate and I sell my own crop. I'm a hustler like my pops. Street journalist, music analyst, lyrical pharmacist. Play with the keys like an organist. Mental telepathic psychologist. Plotting like a terrorist. See I'm a specialist. Call me MD with the infantry. Take a ride with me on the side of the sea. I'm leading the cavalry against the enemy. Flash full of Hennessy. I'm a visionary. So the future I foresee. Success is up to
me. I don't like you. I'm unpredictable. Ain't no telling what I might do. I'm spontaneous, impromptu. Last of the truth.
So I'm come equipped, can't give a fuck what they say, yeah, I know this shit. Same shit, different toilet with the manuscript. I run up on these games, kill these lanes in the 7-6. Just sneaking like Rothstein, they claim the range game's changed, let's meet it in Frostine. Time to show them what the meaning of boss be. Miseducation, so I'm killing them softly. And I'll be on my rap shit to the death of me, like I speak exclusive from caskets. My main word's grasping, get the point, just manage to keep the advantage. Over haters, I damage, I fall. And I'm about to do it, that's what happens to best. Your history already proves it. I'm the JFK shot of me, my mind on the block. I guess, what will you do? You fools are meant to get popped.
I don't like you, I'm unpredictable, ain't no telling what I might do. I'm spontaneous, impromptu, last of the truth.
Yo, this is Redman in the building, of course. Geller House, of course. Jersey in the building, of course. When I'm riding around in the hood, smoking on that dower, of course. I'm turning it real loud. My bud and my marijuana is real loud. But you know what else is real loud? Is that Die For Radio. You motherfuckers is loud. So if you got one rolled up, you got your seatbelt on, of course, and you're lighting a fatty, tune in to Die For Radio. Red Man in the building. Y'all smoke one. And may bud be with you. Let's get it. Die For Radio.
Yeah. You think you're so fly. You think you're
walk with a clenched fist, looking like a piss, devious, high pilot, forgetful mind at times of an alcoholic, I can't call it cause the numbers disconnected, infected from the moon as the track came on, Tiller Rothstein, so it's game on, Phoenix flame on, bird's eye view in the scope, uncut scope. Got cash in the envelope for the even exchange. Cross my fam and I'll bust your brain. Yeah, diagnosis and prognosis of dope is from Dr. Rothstein. I'm a Drodian being, so this world's foreign, can't believe what I'm seeing. I'ma bring the 90s back, Orlando Magic, Penny Hardaway and Shaq, Peyton, Oakley, Barkley, Jordan, Bird, Thompson, Drexler, Mullen, Richmond, Stockton, Malone, Kemp, Robinson, Rodman, Pippen, and Olajuwon. And Olajuwon. Steady making moves.
Yo, Demigod 2012, you can trace the footprints, Drodians worldwide, even where your hood sits. And that's twofold, flowing spikes, blood that'll shape the way you see things like a liger does. At least a good one, trekking down the highway, on the good foot, left in front if not the right way. Sevens on the 90, the second makes it square, call it what you will, the cipher's still there. You'd oversee it, standing you plainly see, your sanity's a state of mind, homie, I'm overseas. Copping please just really ain't an option, as far as I'm concerned, I'm really not if it's an option. Flocks of them bobble heading down a narrow patch of cuddle on the strings with no concern for math. Call it quits, kaput is what you ought to do. Stale as it is, homie, while we steady making moves.
Steady making moves, steady making moves.
Your boy,
steady making moves, steady making moves. 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 Steady making moves, steady making moves.
Fire, flame, dragon, mastodon, rap delivery. Now they want the real, I'ma give it to them vividly. I was told I can rap, cureless mentally. Comparing me to Will Smith, but I'm my own entity. Rappers only talk about their Maybachs and Bentleys, but half of the black community don't even have a G, let alone a key to an SUV. So who are they appealing to? Surely not me. I'm from a town mainly Asians, blacks in the mix, adjacent to the war between Hispanics. Copper spoon, never did mushrooms. 2012, the year of click, click, boom. The Wild West is coming back, everybody's got a gun. We used to call them gas, you better watch that, before they use them on the rat. Smelling like a rodent, run tail that. Planting rap explosions in perpetual motion. Heads on the surface, underground from erosion. If you can hold your breath, it's been a creep show since Dr. Dre left. BS pineapple raps licking one cheek. Listen to the speech, no offense from the words I speak. Peace to sheets. Pre-insanity.
On deck, 5 FC back, moving on deck, was good, chilling.
Check this out, man, Richie Rich in the house, West Coast. Shout out to Die 4 Radio.
My name is Fat Sean, for those who don't know, I want to shout out Die 4 Radio.
I'm known as the legendary Cocaine.
This is Down by Law, X-Clan, get up with the mainstream outlaw. Brother Jay, big up to all the clan and the powers, and big up to Die 4 Radio.
Shout out to Die 4 Radio, the kid, Yuck Mouth, Dragon Gang, bang, bang.
Yeah. Big Hutch, a.k.a. Cool 187. Die 4 Radio, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, yo, what's up, yo? This is Tyra Smith. I'm cool with my man Dyer. Holding it down, Die 4 Radio.
Yo, what's rocking?
Die 4 Radio.